Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
My next guest says she felt violated and humiliated after Elon Musk's AI chatbot Grok was used to create fake sexualized images of her without her consent. The images are part of a growing controversy over AI-generated deepfakes on X, now drawing the attention of regulators. Joining me now is Daisy Dixon, a lecturer in the UK, who's speaking out about what happened to her. Daisy, thanks very much for joining us.
Hi, Katie. Thanks for having me.
Maybe just before we get to what happened to you, Daisy, you might just briefly explain what this chatbot Grok is, because people might not be aware of it.
Yeah, of course. So Grok is an AI chatbot and assistant, which was developed by xAI, which was founded by Elon Musk, and it's integrated into X. So users can prompt it to give reactions, general information, context to other posts, but it can also be used to generate images and video.
And the particular video and images that we are talking about now, presumably Grok isn't the only AI that can generate them, but this is where it has emerged on X.
Yeah, so of course, deepfake imagery and AI-generated imagery, a lot of other AI software can do this. But what Grok started to be being used by users, and I believe mostly men on X, was to start to digitally undress women and even children and start to alter our bodies in various ways.
Okay, well then let's get to what actually happened in your case then, Daisy. When did you first see these images of yourself?
They started about, I'd say, 10 or so days ago. And it was, I noticed users were asking Grok to alter my profile picture at first. So this was just underneath other posts I'd made where I'd not posted an image of myself. And at first they were just changing the color of my hair and putting me in different clothing, putting clown makeup on me and things. But then in the last few days, it's escalated an awful lot. And I'd posted a gym progress photo of myself and I'm fully clothed. And I'm just showing off my biceps. And under that image, many, what I believe to be men, started asking Grok to put me in a bikini, but also decrease parts of me and increase other parts of me in a highly sexualized way.
What went through your mind when you realized those images were out there, were posted?
I was really... It's very jarring because you're seeing yourself. So it's extremely confusing and destabilizing. You feel kind of alienated from your own body because you're looking at yourself, but it's not you. And it's because of this quality that these AI images have, because they're based on your photographs, they have this transparency to them. So you're taken straight through to the person depicted in it. So it's different being like drawn or painted. You're taken straight through to the subject. And it feels very sort of aesthetically jarring and extremely violating. It's a kind of, someone's taken your body without your consent and undressed it and, you know, altered it. And it feels like a kind of aesthetic violation, a kind of aesthetic domination, because you don't have control over how you're being perceived.
And just that sense that, because these look really real, don't they? They look like you posted a picture of yourself with no clothes on.
Yeah. And another thing I was like getting very frightened about was who was going to see these. Those images are still on there. That's the other thing, despite me reporting them. So because a lot of us are not, including myself, I'm not very kind of literate in AI images, it's got so realistic now that many of us are often fooled into thinking that a video we're watching is showing a real thing that happened, that the images we're looking at are genuinely real. So these images are just sitting there on X for everyone to see, my employer, my family. But of course, the problem here isn't the fact that it's me in a bikini, because it's the fact it's been put there without my consent. There's nothing wrong with a woman posting, you know, herself in a bikini online on appropriate platforms. So it's just her body, right? She shouldn't be shamed just for showing her body.
But as you say, this was absolutely without your consent and not actually your body at all.
True. Although it feels like it's
yes, that's
your body.
And that's the violation there.
Yes, exactly.
You mentioned there, you reported these images. What kind of response did you get?
I reported several of them, and within minutes, X would come back and say there'd been no violation of X rules.
And you were very clear saying that this was AI representation, images of you that you gave no permission to. And that did not trigger any red flags for X.
Well, a slight issue with this is, you know, I mean, we can come to the design, like ethical design of AI, but the design of the reporting process and procedure is inadequate as well, because there's no, when you report a post, you have to select just one out of several options as to what the violation of the rules might be. Is it hateful language? Is it incitement to violence? Is it sexual harassment? So you have to sort of try and work out where this particular digital violation fits, because there's not currently an explicit option that you can select as to, because X is just not responding to this. They're not adapting their services and user software to actually give you a smooth and fair way of actually reporting these violations.
Of course, Elon Musk, who of course, as we mentioned, owns X, he himself has been accused of mocking this problem. He's reposted some images with laughing emojis. He's also said, though, that anyone using Grok to make illegal content will suffer the same consequences as if they upload illegal content. But is it clear that in the eyes of X, that this content, these images of you would represent illegal content?
Well, yeah, I mean, first of all, Elon Musk's initial response to it, I think, was very revealing of his character. He just thought it was very funny. And obviously since then, yes, he said that anyone uploading illegal content will suffer the consequences. But I think, you know, my belief is that he's sort of trading on an ambiguity or a kind of muddiness around whether this content is illegal or not. There's a lot of people telling me that, and many other women who are going through this and far worse, that we're consenting to this, and they keep quoting the terms of service at us. But these terms of service are inconsistent with image-based rights, which a lot of us now know that we have. And I know that UK legislation, when it comes to sharing non-consensual deepfake intimate images, is an offence. But creating them, I believe, is just legislation at the moment. It's not yet been being enforced. So there's the whole legal kind of, it's just taking too long. But also, from my own and many other women's experience, nothing's actually happened. It feels like nothing's happening on X. If anything, it's got way worse since this story broke, sadly.
And I know you've posted on X that obviously you're saying that this has happened to you, and you are, you know, raising the red flags about other people that have been affected by it. But some of the responses you've gotten from other X users are not exactly supportive.
No, I mean, I have had, I should say, a lot of support, and I'm aware of other women getting a lot of support, and we're, you know, interacting with each other as well. And other platforms, I should say, I've had the impression I've felt far more supportive. So Instagram, for instance, just feels like a slightly friendlier place for me personally.
With a little less misogyny, perhaps.
It feels like it, but that might be because I have a far smaller following on there and I'm not attracting, you know, my algorithm is not picking up or my content's not being shown to certain people that it is. on X.
You say, Daisy, and I mentioned it there as well, that you've been speaking to other women who have been put in the same position as you. What other story you say, even in some of the circumstances are even worse than what you've just described?
Sorry, could you repeat that question?
I'm saying you've also been speaking to other victims of this?
Yes. Yeah, well, trying to mainly, I mean, there's been a sort of whirlwind of content that's been happening around this. So we're mainly just like sending solidarity and under each other's posts at the moment. And I've seen a lot of women sharing tips as well on an attempt to try and manage this. So a lot of us have been sharing this kind of statement that you can post asking Grok not to do this, so we do not give our permission to do this. But then sadly, it seems to be its effectiveness is inconsistent because people are now still just generating images, even though this declaration has been stated in a post. So we are trying to help each other out, but to be honest, I feel quite powerless at the moment.
Who should step in here to protect you and protect all the other victims of this?
Well, I'm encouraged to see, you know, the UK government, you know, condemn this, and various statements from politicians rightly identifying that this is just another symptom of toxic misogyny. The kind of stuff I'd like to see is, you know, Grok needs to have robust ethical guardrails and principles built into it so that users are prevented from doing this. And that's perfectly possible. There are Claude, I think, is an example of quite an ethical chatbot. But Elon Musk needs to take accountability of the fact that his AI is woefully badly designed, and acknowledge that this is a symptom of AI problem is a human problem.
Okay, Daisy, I'm going to have to leave it because we're up against the clock here. But for now, many, many thanks for joining us and telling us your very personal story. Daisy Dixon there.